When you get the opportunity to interview a living cultural icon, like the Sex Pistols' Johnny Rotten, you check out past interviews to get a sense of what you're in for.
Interviews, to me, are like war.
Tough
Shut up. We're doing an interview.
I'm just naturally shy. I can't help that. But I have a brilliant way of getting over it.
You know damn well why I chose him. I told you 10 minutes ago.
And that's the aggressive Mr. Rotten.
Yeah, so that's a little off-putting. Also, out of context. It seems silly now, but when Johnny Rotten started screaming obscenities about the Queen and British culture, it prompted such fury that the British Parliament discussed whether it violated the Treason Act. The punishment for that is the death penalty. Now, John Lydon, that's the aggressive Mr. Rotten, is a pretty thoughtful, earnest guy, but he's also an angry guy and proud of it. His new 500-page memoir is called Anger is an Energy.
After reading so much rubbish written about me over the years, it became obvious that I had to just tell it like it is. Rather than people just carry on with that estimation, I'm just a foul-mouthed yob.
Reading his book, it's clear John Lydon is a lot more than that, if only for what he had to overcome. Lydon grew up very poor, and at the age of 7, contracted meningitis from rat-infested water. It left him with total amnesia. The young boy didn't even recognize his own parents.
I was in hospital for nearly a year, and I was in a coma for first few months of that. And when I came out of the coma, nothing. Everything was gone. Everything. I couldn't even really communicate or talk, even though I felt I was, but I didn't actually know who I was.
Wow.
Or why I was there or where there was. And the process of finding out who I was took a long, long time.
Most 7 or 8-year-olds don't even have to think about who they are.
No. It's all paid off, you know, for me in the long run, because doctors had informed my mum and dad to be kind of hard on me and to get me angry and to keep the rage up. And by keeping me in that state of mind, maybe things would suddenly jump back into place. This is where I got, you know, the form of anger is an energy. Because without that energy, I might just have wallowed into, self-pity or something far worse and never probably fully recouped.
Well, you write about your own anger, but I was thinking about the anger that was directed at you. You know, when you hit the scene in the 70s, and I think people might have a hard time remembering what that was like now, that people were talking about you like you were practically a threat to civilization.
Why, thank you. That's a really nice compliment.
What was it like for a young man, though, having that kind of
quite preposterous to see adults behave so violently and negatively to what is basically, what am I exercising here? Freedom of thought and my own opinions on what? The institutions, the powers that be. Somebody has to say these things because there's no exaggeration in it. It's these are all tragic situations that need to be uncovered and stopped. And I'm quite good at that.
Well, you're also quite good at, you've kept at it. You've kept your energy up. And you know, people that were close to you on the scene, I think of Sid Vicious, who self-destructed. And you were a young man, like everyone else, thrown quickly into this world of infinite indulgence. But you didn't self-destruct in that way. You didn't become a junkie.
No. Wow. No, well, I had quite a lot to claw back from, didn't I? You know,
was it as simple as that?
Yeah, and I'm never, ever, ever going to be the kind of person that's going to throw his life away. The whole drug culture that permeates the rock and roll universe. Well, you could look at it this way. Drugs can be recreational, but if you're using drugs really to avoid a reality, well, then that's where problems come in. And heroin is very, very important to the mentally deficient and insecure. Now, all of us as human beings, we all have weaknesses. We all feel inadequate. We all have painful experiences we can't quite seem to fess up to. And we're all shy of explaining ourselves openly and fully in front of other human beings. But that doesn't mean you should run away from it. My way is I've embraced these things and I've made them part of my character, my personality. and I think gives me that glorious word I celebrate, integrity.
We know you kind of hate celebrity culture, but you've also taken part in it to a certain extent. I mean, you've written about the reality TV shows.
It's not much like I could avoid it, is it? Now, the reality TV show, we're talking about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It's a European show. I did that for charity and raised a small fortune. Now, if that's embracing celebrity, yippee, you know.
And you got to swim with sharks, so that was cool.
Ah. And we came up with the idea of some quite extreme diving outfits. Mine was yellow and black, so I looked like a really ridiculous bumblebee. I mean, really dangerous colours at the time, you would be thinking, to be learning to dive. But we found out since, and science has recently discovered, that these are good natural shark repellent ideas. Well, hello. Johnny was doing this quite some time ago. Where's my money? You know, thank you, science. It's been like that, really, throughout my life. People are prepared to absolutely condemn me, but then behind my back rush off and copy it. And I've spent my whole life trying to be myself and not emulating other human beings, not trying to fit into what society thinks it has the right to dictate to me about what is right or wrong. Who's right or wrong here? Well, it's either me or the whole of society.
Well, think about the whole of society has come around on you being yourself, because I've seen you described...
So you're in agreement with me.
Well, you've been described as a beloved figure now. I've even seen you described as a national treasure in Britain. How's that for a kick in the head?
It sounds like a racehorse. I've heard the rumours, they're trying to give me an OBE or an MBE or whatever that is. Nope, not interested.
Well, you know, whether or not we call you a national treasure, I do find very
you
British...
You wouldn't say that if it's in the state of my underpants, I tell you. Let's be honest.
Well, I do find a very British attitude running through this book, which you described earlier, which is this whole, you don't wallow in your pain. You set your jaw and you keep going.
No, my mum and dad would never tolerate self-pity. And although that was a painful experience, to learn that that's actually the correct way of living a life, I'm happy to be this way. I can't imagine trying to fit in with the rest of the honky-donkies out there. It's just not worth it.
John Lydon is a former frontman of the Sex Pistols and author of the new memoir, Anger is an Energy. Real pleasure speaking with you. Thank you.
Good on you. Peace.